Today marks 50 years since five Western journalists were killed by Indonesian troops in East Timor. And a new book explores what happened at that moment. Author Susan Francis wrote Revelation Beach to expose one of Australia's most shameful cover-ups, where the Australian government was allegedly complicit. The legal battle was shrouded in secrecy thanks to the then Attorney General, Christian Porter, invoking the National Security Information Act. The Wire's Nikki Page spoke with Susan Francis to find out more.
So in 1974, there was a revolution in Portugal. And after the revolution, many of those colonies were released. One of those places was East Timor. It left fertile ground for who was going to come in and govern the country. The Indonesians decided that they were going to occupy East Timor and make it their own country. So a very, very crucial little country in terms of Australia. Australia was aware then that Indonesia was about to invade East Timor. And Channel 7 and Channel 9 and the ABC dispatched reporters to report on what was happening. There were five journalists moved up from the capital, Dili, to the border town of Balabo. On the 16th of October 1975, Indonesian troops made an early incursion into Balabo, and the five journalists, they were executed brutally. The Australian government knew almost on the same day what happened, but the truth was kept secret.
Your book, Revelation Beach, the scenes set in Indonesia and Dili do seem very credible. Briefly tell us about your own experience in either or both of those places.
So Indonesia, I went to a town called Surabaya. That was in 1980. Far away from friends and family, you know, there were no mobile phones, there were no computers. Mail took 3 months. So a very isolating experience. And I could never understand when I was wandering around Indonesia or meeting people or a sense of a real tension and that I wasn't welcome. When I was evacuated out of the country because there were demonstrations, riots on the streets. When I returned home, I put it into historical perspective. 5 years earlier, the journalists had been killed. 15 years earlier, the president had killed hundreds and thousands of East Javanese people accused of being communists or academics. I saw black squares in the newspaper that the government censors had decided they didn't want people to read about. I was told not to talk about anything to do with the government. I have a diary that I wrote in. Those scenes are drawn from my personal experience. East Timor, that research came out of the files of Jill Jolliffe, who was an ABC journalist. And what grounded Timor in authenticity was what Jill had seen and Jill Jolliffe's lifelong commitment to trying to reveal the truth about what had happened to the journalists.
Your book is set in 2000 and in the preceding 25 years. Why did you choose that era?
So in 1999, the UN moved into East Timor because the new president, after Suharto, had decided that East Timor would be given their freedom. I didn't particularly choose it because of that. I chose it because I had to make my protagonist, Eleanor. You know, she had to be a certain age in 1975. So it was more a book thing and making that work, but it was a very important year for East Timor.
Reflecting now and bearing in mind Bernard Collaery, Witness K, Shirley Shackleton, who fought so hard to get the truth, what would you like to share with less informed listeners?
When Indonesia occupied East Timor in 1975, for the next 25 years, the Australian government kept quiet for two reasons. Number one, they thought it was better to negotiate about that oil and gas with the Indonesians than negotiate with the East Timorese. Number two, when Indonesia invaded East Timor, we were the only country in the entire world that recognised Indonesia's right to occupy East Timor.
Author Susan Francis speaking with The Wire's Nikki Page.